second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. You know, this is really starting to upset me because in Francis, North Carolina, I'll be with you in just a minute. Let me finish this thought, okay? The ladder of a the ladder of the bases built since 9/11 are in every country with a connecting border to Iran. The total number of bases outside of their own borders by all other countries in the world combined is 30. I ask you, who is the aggressor? And since World War II, the United States has bombed, guess, folks, 33 countries around the world, sometimes more than once. Iran has bombed, guess again, folks, zero. And we call this a defense budget. A defense budget? How about an offense budget? And I ask again, who is the aggressor? Francis in North Carolina, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Francis in North... Pardon me?
Hey, youngin. I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
Hey. Basically, what you're talking about here is basically Pandora's box has been opened.
Absolutely.
Long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so... The problem is that the folks that did it have no intention of closing it. Now, if the people want to close it, they're more than able to do so. The only problem is whether or not they have woken up enough to actually realize it.
You hit the nail on the head, Francis. You hit the nail on the head, Francis. Okay, Pandora's box is open. The only question is, you know, are the people awake enough? And the key here is knowledge, and knowledge is power. And I said that in the commercial that I wrote. Okay, and I emphasize, knowledge is power. We can defeat these people because all we have to do is wake enough people up and not comply. Go ahead.
There you go. Oh, by the way, when they had the thing about Al Roker and Matt Lauer and so forth on that one show,
right.
Which I did see the video of, for that matter, Al Roker was not by himself in that conditioning. Matt Lauer also had to be a part of that whole scenario set up, because otherwise, why would he have used those words unless he was supposed to at a specific time?
Well, let me ask you a question. How many times on mainstream TV, other than, you know, the religious Christian channels, have you ever even heard any one of those pundits ever mention the words Holy Ghost? It never happens. It was deliberate. Go ahead.
Well, there's that too, but then again, I don't watch the boob tube anyway.
I don't either. I watch clips of it on YouTube, but I don't turn on my TV unless there's a baseball or a football game on. End of story. Go ahead.
There's that too. The only thing is, during the daytime when he's not here, I have a dust cover over it to keep him getting messed up. But when he is home, he has it. He has it on, and the only thing I can request that he do is, while he's watching his shows or when there's a break or whatever, turn off the volume. I don't want to hear the garbage. And then when the show comes back on, then he can watch and listen to it, unless I have to get his attention. Now, the interesting thing is that because he becomes so boobatized by it, in order to get his attention, I literally have to stand between him and it.
Oh, my God. How long have you been married, Francis?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Let's just say
What's that?
Let's just say I know him that well. But he also knows well enough to know that if I ask him something about something that had to do with Din that night, and I don't get an answer, and I see where his gaze is at, that did it. I know what's going on. And so he looks at me like, has such a surprised look on his face, like, what did you just do to me? You know? And I'm like, hey, when I ask you a question, and your face is transfixed on that screen, and I don't get a response back, what do you expect me to do? Next time you might find that TV out there on the concrete walkway broken up.
Well, we know it takes brain waves. It lowers the brainwave patterns and puts them into a state of consciousness where they are able to, you know, reach the message center of the brain, and that's why it's called programming. Go ahead.
That sounds like an understatement. But yeah, it's an aspect of trying to get those frequencies taken out of the sequence, which reminds me of the aspect of frequency going from 440 back to 432. So as far as sound goes. Now, obviously, when they go and open up this Pandora's box, and even to the point of weaponizing light and sound as a result, it's no wonder people, when they go to a concert and they have no idea, realize that the person who's doing the singing or supposed to be doing the singing may or may not be human, or they don't care because they're indulged by the sound that's and the flashing lights at them in the crowd. So enough out of me.
Okay. Well, thanks for the input. I appreciate it. Folks, look, we all know we were warned on Eisenhower's exit speech of the military-industrial complex. We were warned by Kennedy of the secret societies. And we could see now that it is indeed not the America of which we were once proud, but it's a country that's been hijacked for its military might by these secret societies, i.e. Illuminati, call it what you will, to implant the final stages of their diabolical New World Order. I'll take a quick break from that. Let's go to John in Austin. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, I got a chance to speak to Alison Weir week before last. I wasn't able to call you the following day, but I gave her your information, had a brief chat with her. I was pretty disappointed with the organization of the event, actually. She gave an excellent speech, of course, and we had about 5 minutes for a Q&A at the end of it because we had to vacate the room for another function, which really peed me off because I wanted to get speaking to the people in the audience to find out, you know, what the hell's going on, because they've just been very, very quiet. The Palestinian Solidarity Organization from the University of Texas, and I haven't heard a peep from them. There wasn't a word from them when Trump made the Jerusalem announcement, and I was expecting something there. So I wanted to know what the hell these people are doing. Anywho, that was that. Alison, I just noticed, was on... Are you familiar with Richie Allen?
Yeah, Richie Allen was banned from YouTube the other day.
I just found out this morning, actually, that so was Scott Crichton from American Everyman.
And that's what I was
from YouTube as well.
And that's what I was talking about just the other day. This is really, right, really serious. These people working behind the scenes are doing everything they can do to suppress this message. That's why RBN is so important, because there was a time where I was going to take my message and go on YouTube with it and go on Facebook with it, but they're banning it. Okay, there's a time. The only place you're going to get the real message out is here on RBN. They banned Richie Allen here. I just got that message across my screen Monday, I believe. It was either Sunday or Monday. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, that clip you played earlier with Geraldo,
uh-huh,
about the lady that was talking about the babies having their skin peeled off.
Yes.
And that made the hair in the back of my neck stand up, because that... Are you familiar with the Hampstead case in London?
Yes, I am. Not to a great degree, but I... Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that the two little kids there, the brother and sister, they said exactly the same thing about the babies having their skin pulled off, and they were either made into shoes or purses or something just bloody disgusting. Now, what's interesting about their case, they had a lawyer working on their behalf, and they got to the High Court, and they kind of got stifled, and there's really not been much heard since.
Yeah, I tell you what stifles them. There's a secret ruling over there. I can't remember exactly what it is, but there's a ruling that the Queen can put down an indictment or something like that, where it goes to the Queen and they dismiss it. And the same thing happened in the case of the island of Diego Garcia, when the people that were run off that island because the United States government wanted to rent it for their demonic air base, okay, they took it all the way up to the highest court in London. And that, mm-hmm, that decree, it was a decree that was made by the Queen, okay, and even though the court ruled that those people could have their country back, all right, that decree was made by the Queen of England, and the court ruling went nowhere, which is the same thing, I'm sure, is what is happening in the case that you're talking about, John.
Yeah. And speaking of the Queen, Tony, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I mean, you know, what it says is, really, there is no law. And that license to kill 007, that's nothing more than a message, a metaphor to us, because anybody that takes that loyalty oath to the Queen is given a license to kill on behalf of the Queen to protect her, not to protect us, not to protect the citizens of the UK or Scotland or Ireland or any place else. It's to protect the hierarchy. Go ahead.
Yeah, not only that, mate, but the Queen cannot be tried in any court in the land. Now, are you familiar with the case of her visit to an orphanage in, it was a school for Indigenous children in Canada?
In Canada, I was just going to say, and yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Justin, I watched Justin Trudeau make that same pledge, that same oath to the Queen. These people are all in it up to their eyeballs, and it's an international child trafficking, child sacrificing, a pedophile ring, and it sucks. It's sickening, and if it takes every breath in my body, I'm going to expose this before I shuffle off this mortal coil, as John Stadtmiller says. Go ahead.
Yep. Isn't that Justin Trudeau a disgusting little pillock?
They reckon he's
the son of Fidel Castro. Could be.
You never know. I mean, I saw the likeness of Rod Rosenstein. Put a picture of Rod Rosenstein side by side with Heinrich Himmler. It looks like he could be his son. He looks just like him. I mean, this is what we're dealing with here, folks.
Yeah.
Rod Rosenstein, the deputy FBI director, American deputy FBI director. Okay. Yeah. He's the guy that appointed Robert Mueller. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, when I started looking into this particular issue, Michael, one of the first things I did was I Googled how many children went missing in both the UK and here. Now, in the UK, it's approximately 100,000 kids per year go missing, and in the US, it's close to 1 million. And do we ever hear about this?
No, of course not.
No,
because the people that are doing it are the same people that own the six networks that are part and parcel of this entire satanic system. That's why we're not going to hear about it. That's why, again, I have to emphasize it is so important, folks, for you to get this word out. Bring these people into RBN, show them some video clips, entice them, throw a piece of bait out at them, because, yes, like Francis in North Carolina agreed, if we can wake these people up and not comply, it's game over. Go ahead, John.
Okay, that's me done, mate.
All right. Well, I want to emphasize, you know, David Icke's taking care of it on your side of the pond over there, buddy. And I want to invite everybody again to go watch Agenda 21. They plan to kill us. Okay, because he ties in all the dots. Forget about the reptilian thing. Forget about the Archon thing. Okay, that may or may not be true. I don't know. But he pieces it together very well. And I'm taking a good, long, serious look at his books and his writings and what he has done over the past 25 years. And I'm saying, you know what? As people are waking up now and they're starting to realize we're not the conspiracy theorists that the CIA has painted us to be and tagged us with that. We're the real truth tellers. And it's the people that are in there that are causing this and have this agenda that are the conspiracy theorists. It's like anything else. It's total inversion, as David Icke would say. It's the exact opposite of what it appears to be. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, that's it, mate. Yeah. You're right, on about David Icke, though. You're right on.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm going to try to get him up on my show, but I can't call overseas. My phones won't let me call overseas, but if I can get a hold of them, I interviewed David, oh God, it was 10 years ago at least, 10, 11 years ago, and there's been so much water under the dam since then, I would love to have him back up on my show. So, anyway, all right, thanks a lot for the call, appreciate it.
Cheers.
So, yeah. So folks, it's for these reasons, again, as I said, why it's imperative that we spread the word. It's imperative that we keep RBN on the air. I want you to take this, as Michael Rivero says. I want you to take this information. I want you to take these messages and shout it far and wide. Forget about the fear of, oh, they might think I'm a conspiracy. Screw them, okay? I don't care what they think at this point. Shout it to any fellow. You know, I have the opportunity, folks, and I'm realizing how much more important this is becoming to me, that, yes, I get on here for 2 hours a day, and we share information, and, you know, we talk about different topics, and we, you know, I get your input and that sort of thing, which I'm going to do here. I'm going to try to do in a few minutes. But I now have a vehicle truthfully, I mean, no pun intended, I have a vehicle of which I put people in my car, the vast majority of those, who are the Kool-Aid drinking American public. And they're a captive audience, folks. And I make every minute pay off. And by the time they get out of my car, I've got them digging in and doing searches on specific topics. And I encourage you to do the same. Bring them to RBN. At least get them to go in and take a look at some of these videos. Okay? Please do. So, we can win this, folks. The only thing stopping us is the naive compliance of that hypnotized public. And it is our job as awakened Americans to shake them out of their propagandized stupor. Now, I want to touch on something here. You know, I've gotten a couple of emails. I've had people call into the show talking about getting guests. And I've mentioned to you before that I don't have a lot of time. I'm digging into the stuff, bringing it out, researching all of this stuff. To bring guests up on the air is a job in itself, because you have to dig in, try to find if they have a website, if they don't, if they do have a website, if they have contact information. Many of them have publicists and so forth. That in itself is, to me, almost as time-consuming as it is to do what I do. So I'll throw this out here for you folks, and if somebody is interested, fine. If you have a guest that you want, or if you've heard a guest that you want to have up on my show, if you can find their contact information, please email it to me. Don't email me with, "We'll have so-and-so or this and that on my show," because I'm not going to take the time to try to track these people down. But if I have contact information, like I did happen to get from Allison Weir, I will try to call them. Now, Allison Weir, as John just mentioned, I called her twice. I didn't get a call back. John gave her information to contact me. She hasn't done so. And a lot of times, you know, Ken O'Keefe or Allison Weir or whatever, they're busy. I understand that. And if they don't want to come up on the air, that's okay. But I do not have time to try to track these people down. I'm wearing too many different hats. And I'm doing so because, and I want to emphasize again, folks, that it takes money to live. It takes money to operate. I don't have any aversion. If somebody wanted to become my producer out there, I don't have a problem paying them now, because I have the ability to do so. I didn't before. But the reason I have the ability to do so now is because I've gone back into the workforce, not on the basis that I used to be, but the basis that I'm able to throw a few bucks in the bank and I'm able to, you know, support myself and have a few bucks to do other things with. Now, that said, again, I'll put the word out there. There's people out there, if you have nothing better to do and you want to do some of the legwork, you want to see if you could track down some of these guests that would be great to have on the show, I'm all for it. I'll even pay you to do it. Okay? But I'm not going to take the time myself, because I feel like focusing more on all this plethora of information that I'm finding in the limited time that I do have, and then bring it to you. We'll be back after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, you may recall, I mentioned to you at the beginning of the show that I'm toying with touching with a couple of topics that may be a little controversial, might be even controversial internally. And I wanted to get your input on this. I ran across a number of clips last night regarding an event that I hold really close to. Remember, we all know where we were on 9/11. We all know where we were the day JFK died, if you're old enough to remember. We know what we were, where we were, what we were doing, and so forth. But also, that same event applies, or that same, that same visceral reaction applies to the 1986 shuttle disaster. And I ran across a couple clips last night that I viewed that I now have a number of questions about. And I wanted to find out if you guys would like for me to investigate, because I ran across a couple of, I don't know whether it was a German television station or a couple of German reporters that came out with this information on the shuttle disaster a couple years ago. And they're stating that 6 out of the 7 people that supposedly perished in the disaster, and I'm not saying they did or they didn't, have turned up alive. And so I did a little bit, they went through Ancestry.com and the Social Security Death Index, and they found that none of those people were in there. Well, I took a little dive down into the Social Security Death Index this morning, and I find out that 4 out of those 7 people are now in there.
but they weren't put in there until after that report came out. And so I was just kind of curious if you folks would be interested in me checking into that a little bit further, which I say it's pretty controversial, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but it's something that I'm kind of got a fixin' to check into, if you will. Another thing I ran across was the Tesla, Nikola Tesla, Donald Trump connection. Come to find out that, you know, when Tesla's lab was raided and all the information, the documentation was taken, it fell into the hands of Donald Trump's uncle, which I thought was rather interesting. The nuclear uncle of Donald Trump, of which Donald Trump has spoken about in the past on his campaign trail and in his past life. And relating to those military bases, you know, we've got a military base in Niger, in Africa. I actually received an email from, I can't remember who it was, that was talking about U.S. military opened a secretive drone base to visitors after The Intercept wrote about it. My question is, why do they have a secretive drone base, or did they have a secretive drone base in Niger to begin with? Niger borders Libya. What are they using those drones for? Just to, you know, go over to Libya and make sure that they've still been bombed and not able to repair? Because we all know now that country's in total chaos. Even though there's a central bank in there, there's nothing more than tribal wars going on with child trafficking and sex slavery, for crying out loud. Why are the taxpayers still spending money on this base? I don't get it. But these are just little tidbits, folks, of some of the stuff that I write down and, you know, I want to throw out there at you, because going through the list of, again, these people, Krista McAuliffe, Michael Smith, Ronald McNair, Ellison Onizula, Judith Resnick, and Scobie, there are still people that were on that space shuttle, allegedly, that aren't in the Social Security Death Index. My question is why? That was 32 years ago. And why did some of them just show up recently? More food for thought. But when we get back from the break, which is coming up shortly, I'm going to focus again on why we need RBN. So stick around. Come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'm going to, in a couple minutes here, I'm going to kind of outline a couple things for you regarding RBN. But before I do that, let me go to Farmer Jim in Arizona. Farmer Jim, you're on with Michael. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. Long time since I talked to you. How you be?
I remember you. Go ahead. I'm doing fine. Go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to call in and say that I'm really appreciating your show right now. I think it's one of the best ones that I've heard in a long time. I don't get to tune in too much, but you're really on fire, dude. And I just wanted to say I appreciate your truth and your power and your passion, and how much I appreciate RBN having you on. And you're doing great, dude. Just keep it up, and we're behind you.
Thank you for the compliment, Jim. And, yes, I do remember you again. Thank you so much. Okay, let me get into this, folks. You know, again, I mentioned, and for those of you who may not have figured it out, I am a YouTube junkie, and I'm concerned about YouTube, you know, deleting these, you know, Richie Allen and Allison Weir and all these people, even InfoWars. I'm a documentary junkie. I'm also a disseminating junkie. Now, I may as well have an IV in my arm when I have the time as when I get into this stuff. It's, I'm thinking, likely worse than a heroin addiction, as I can't stop. And then, you know, due to time constraints like today, I find myself having to pull away, taking off my Sherlock Holmes cap to throw on, well, today it'll be first my umpiring cap, and then depending on the time of the week, which today I'm going to be switching gears and putting on my Uber cap after I get through umpiring. And as time goes by, you know, I reflect on the knowledge that I've gained through my investigative escapades. And you feed me, folks. You keep me doing this, because there are days when I get up and say, I don't want to do this. But I find myself arguing the value of my increasing knowledge, as well as the importance of sharing it with you against that thing most Americans call money, because it's a battle I go through with myself. You know, the thing that takes to pay the monthly bills, right? I would rather sit here and do this research for the knowledge as far as being able to share it with you. Now, you might be sitting there asking yourself, well, Michael, why are you saying this? Well, I'll tell you, I got an email, folks, from a very dedicated listener a while back who shall remain nameless. And I will say, however, that this person has been an avid listener to RBN for well over a decade and is also a monthly contributor. Now, there was a deep concern posed to me by this listener over a show that John did along with Ron and with Steve, okay, where I guess when John, you know, kind of lost it, venting his frustration on a caller. And Ron McDonald, as he does every Monday, asked again, like he asks every week, how the donations were coming. And John, once again, gave out the number 800-724-2719, extension 3, and told Ron and the listening audience the status. Something that, by the way, folks, knowing John as well as anyone, I probably know John better than a lot of people because I've actually lived with John. At the end of the show, he mentioned to Ron that even though he had given out the number, the phone didn't even ring. And I know John well enough to know, John does not like to get on the air and ask for money. He hates it. Okay? Just like we all hate it. But he has to do it. Now, if you've not yet listened to this, I would strongly urge you to go into RBN's archives and listen to, if nothing else, the last 20 minutes of hour two of John's show of February 19th, just here a week and a half, where it was a week ago Monday, because it will all tie into what I said. As you know, folks, I took a week off. I'm back. Now, I was planning on continuing a broadcast that I had started, you know, regarding World War II and Hitler. But in the light of my past week's endeavors, I decided I was going to put that on the back burner, as I wanted to, at some point this week, get this message out to you from my perspective. Now, I want you to remember something, because this was a perfect segue for this today, because I was just talking about this. We are in a spiritual war. The bullets haven't started flying yet, but it's a war for the intellectual mind of the American public, because we are the last bastion. We're the last thing to fall. Why do you think they're after our guns? They just propped it up again with this Florida shooting. Folks, the Revolutionary War was fought by 3% of the human beings of our nation. The other 97% stood on the sidelines and silently kept their fingers crossed, hoping that those brave enough to, you know, to spill their blood, to give their lives, would win. And the good news was that we won. 240 years later, we're at it again. Only this time, it's much worse. There's more to lose. We now have the decadence, the perversion, the child trafficking, the child sacrifices, the spirit cooking, the devil worshiping, pedophilia, aggressive and preemptive wars of aggression against innocent countries, etc. You know, a one-world Luciferian government to face if we should lose. Our patriot brothers of another time put up their property, their futures, their lives, the future lives of their families, and put it all on the line. For what? And by the way, this is nothing new, folks. They stood up, finally, after one taxation insult after another, and said, no more. And throughout history, this has been the case of the human spirit, and ironically, these same people of whom our patriot brothers of yesteryear stood up against, severely outnumbered, by the way, were the same people that another country stood against, asking, and then finally demanding the same when they could finally take no more. Folks, you probably know this, but I'm going to reiterate. I dedicate my time and my creativity, whatever that is, to this network for free because I believe in its message and because I believe in you. I was reminded last week to the extent monetarily of what I contribute. Without the midday interruption of this show, of which I've committed, I was reminded of what I lose in compensation for bringing this information to you. It amounts to about $2,000 a month, folks. Money I lose by focusing on you as opposed to being selfish and focusing on my bank account, of which I can make should I choose to go silent and cast off this commitment. And yes, it's true. As John said February 19th, 2018 on his show, at precisely 50 minutes and 43 seconds of his second hour, he told you, myself and other hosts on this network are doing this for no pay. These hosts, and I think I speak for the majority of them, are they doing this for you? No, they're doing it for their children and their grandchildren, and they're investing their time in the hopes that they, along with myself, can wake enough of you up to go beyond that 3% of our deceased patriot brothers and win back the ideals, i.e. the Constitution, that made us who we were as a nation. And I say were, as opposed to are, due to the fact that the traitors of this nation have sold us out. Now, shifting gears for just a moment, I've been privileged enough to meet and to know personally every employee at RBN. And I want to let you know today, I have personally seen these dedicated people, the engineers and the secretary, continue to bend over backwards to make certain that this message continues to be conveyed to you. And they have many times, and at times for weeks on end, done so without pay. Because they, as I, know the importance of this message. Dan, Mike, Ken, Sam, Julie, all of them hold in their hearts the same motivation that I hold that keeps them here as well as keeps me here. And I can likely speak for them when I say that John isn't perfect. I may know his imperfections better than anyone has, because I've lived with the man. And there have been times I've seen him at his worst. And understandably so, because in his dedication, unlike, by the way, anyone I've ever met, including myself, by the way, in spite of John's human downfalls, in which we all have, by the way, I've never met anyone with the focus, with the tenacity, with the determination, with the zeal, and blind regard for seeking justice in this life, as John Stadtmiller. And even in all the thousands of hours I've spent listening to talk radio, to documentaries, to commentaries, there is only one in the thousands that I've heard that resonates with me. The same heartfelt discernment I feel regarding his desires. I can only compare it to one speech that I can recall in all of the different documentaries that I've seen. And I'm going to play it for you now. Go ahead, Dan, play that clip.
Thank you. to be a little tall enough.
He says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Paul! The English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Point, folks, regardless of what nationality we are or what country we walk through, there's a spirit that runs through the blood of humanity. There is a comfort that we all desire, and there are those who wish it, those who want it, those that desire it, and there are those who see it, that grasp it, and put their lives on the line to have it. Then there are those that speak it without fear in the face of oppression, speaking truth to power in the hopes of building that army of the 3% or more, willing to sacrifice all for the benefit of our descendants. The vast majority who have descendants, ironically, John does not. So one has to then wonder if indeed, in spite of no offspring, how such a message that he sends could be so harmonic and succinct, unless it was preordained. Ask yourselves now, do you really want to lose the voice of RBN? If not, then it's time to pick up the phone and donate. And if so, then as was voiced by John Tehran on February 19th, the phone didn't ring. If indeed, folks, that's your position, then as sorry as I am to tell you, this network will go silent. Pick up the phone, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Commit to a donation, as all of us behind the scenes have committed to bringing this message to you. Send your check or money order or cash in tin foil to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, 78664. or go into Republic Broadcasting's website, click on the PayPal button, and make a donation. Become a donor on a monthly basis, folks. Otherwise, you're going to hear silence. We'll be back in three. Final segment coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Yes, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening, folks. And yes, you can sit around. We're sitting around waiting for the phone to ring. Someone to give us everything, okay? We're in a war. And you can fight this war by getting the word out. You can fight this war monetarily, as we know. War is a racket, and the bankers fund both sides. Nobody funds us but you. So please pick up the phone, 800-724-2719, extension 3, or send a check, money order, or cash in a cell or tinfoil to 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. As that three-minute clip I played showed, as Mel Gibson said, what would you do? What will you do without freedom? And if you could trade all the days from this day to that, I can't emphasize enough, folks, that we are in a war. It's not a shooting war, but it's a war for the minds of our fellow brothers, our fellow American people. And it's up to us to wake them up. Unfortunately, others out there have been compromised. They've been paid off to not talk about certain things. And John Stadtmiller, to my knowledge, is the only one left that allows his hosts, along with himself, to let it all be brought forth. I can find nothing else on alternative media. I can find these clips here and there and the other place on YouTube, which are now being censored, as in Richie Allen, Allison Weir, InfoWars, and others. But this is the only place that I know that you can come into the nest, if you will, of the complete unadulterated truth. Now, by the way, as I said before, this is my truth. There are other hosts on this network that may not agree with some of the things I have to say, and that's okay. We can agree to disagree. But I've reached my truth in my own research and my own investigation, and I encourage you all to do the same. That's what this network is all about. That's what these open lines are all about. And that's what this message is all about. But it's getting late in the day, folks, not only financially for RBN, but also for America in itself. Keep the lights on. Keep the beacon going, folks. Pick up the phone. Let's win this battle for the sake of not only us, but our children and our grandchildren. And let's celebrate together when we see these people hang from the rafters. End of another day. I'll see you back tomorrow with something. I have nothing right now, and I have two hats I have to switch to. We'll see what happens this time tomorrow. Bye for now.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.